We take you back to yesterday for a moment. One of the things we need to do is to announce what happened with the effort that was put forth by you, our loyal family of listeners, when it came to joining us for some fun, but for a very good cause. Yesterday, we were at the Kroger on North Euclid in Bay City. Art Lewis helping us out with some broadcasting and Chandler helping out as well to collect food, part of our Food for Families campaign. And it was a collection done that when you did make a donation, you entered into a random drawing to win a pair of tickets for this Saturday's game, the game, Michigan-Ohio State from Ann Arbor. And we want to thank everyone who showed up and did make those donations. We had a lot of food that we were able to get to the Salvation Army.
The food, in addition, some people dropped off some rather large bills to Art.
Yeah.
And Art promptly walked over and deposited them in the red kettle at Kroger.
Hey, how appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Get right to the Salvation Army that way. We do appreciate that participation that we had. We do know that some of you, out of your generosity, even if you knew that you could not go to the game, said, here, we'll just bring you some food.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to register.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some, of course, who are not Michigan fans and didn't care one way or another about the tickets, but still gave us food.
Which went to the Salvation Army afterward. Chandler went immediately from Kroger and drove on over to the Bay City Citadel, and they unloaded it there.
And then, of course, yesterday, as you might have heard Terry's broadcast, he was participating as the Bay Salvation Army had their special Thanksgiving dinner last night.
Yeah, they did that. They always do that at the community center, I believe. And,
yes.
And they draw hundreds of people. 400 or 500 people turn out for that.
So we want to make sure that the focus, of course, is the importance of what went on with the food donations. But again, we were able to have some fun by having a pair of tickets for the big Michigan-Ohio State game on Saturday. We were having fun, too, by the way, of playing back some highlights from some previous Michigan-Ohio State games.
Oh, yes.
And we had a good time with a couple of Frank Beckman calls and legendary Bob Uford calls.
Oh, the great ones.
Yeah. Would have loved to feature some Jim Brandstetter calls, but unfortunately, he's come along in the period of time that
Ohio State has dominated this whole series.
I'm not sure Jim has had a chance to have some good calls.
No, he hasn't.
And this is his last chance. Remember, Jim and Dan Dierdorf both. They announced the retirement. I'll never forget that. The very first game of the season and getting into the game. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, we're retiring.
This is it. What? Anyway, so we put all the names that entered into the contest, and we had to have a random drawing. Only one person can win, and we are pleased to announce, in fact, we hope to have her stop by this morning to pick up her tickets at some point.
Oh, okay.
Julia Stewart of Bay City,
mm-hmm.
The random drawing winner from yesterday.
Congratulations. All right. She'll get to enjoy that big game Saturday.
And she
had
will.
A guest.
Had a chance to talk to her yesterday, and she said, yep, ready to go. And now plans are made.
Cool.
It's a high noon kick. It's an 11 a.m. broadcast on 790 News Radio WSGW from the start to the very end of Michigan football. What hopefully will not be the final broadcast of the season, because if Michigan wins, puts Michigan into
a bowl game.
Well, beyond that, the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Which would be next weekend.
They still will have one more game.
Yeah.
No matter what.
They'll have a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Bowl game.
But
right.
As far as the, they don't consider the Big Ten championship part of the regular season anyway.
No,
they
don't. Big Ten championship is its own.
That's right. It is its own. So hopefully we have two more games, I guess.
Right.
That would be an appropriate way to say it.
Right, right. That'd be a good one. And be Michigan's first time getting to the Big Ten championship game. They haven't been there yet. They've never played in the Big Ten championship game.
Really?
Never.
Well, you don't get,
never.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm probably thinking basketball.
Oh, they've won those. Well,
yeah, they've won that, but they've never.
They've never made it to. Not even win it. They've never even made it there.
Oh,
man, that's
Michigan State has a few times. Yeah. They've won it a couple times, too. But No.
That's almost like Shades of the Lions.
It is.
Let alone winning a Super Bowl, even appearing in a Super Bowl. The longevity has not been that bad for the Wolverines. But,
no, not as bad.
Okay,
no.
Well, let's make this year the year then.
I think it's going to be a pretty fired up crowd there at the Big House.
You know, I'm sure the firing up has already started even as we speak. Well, it's probably been going on all season long, but you're right, after the convincing win over Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, bring on the Buckeyes.
Right. And Julia and everybody else is going down there. Dress warmly, because it's only going to be 36 down there at kickoff. So it's going to be a cold one.
Yeah.
How it should be, though, for Michigan-Ohio State.
Should be dry, though. I don't think there's
any... Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
So that's good news there.
Precipitation, yeah.
So thanks again. Congratulations to our winner, and thanks to everyone again for part of our making the fun we had yesterday. 6:48 on WSW. As long as we're talking football, a couple of quick things about Thanksgiving football for our Detroit Lions. So I'm hearing in your sports, Jared Goff.
Yeah, it's looking positive that he'll be playing tomorrow.
All right.
Or they could just be saying that just to make the Bears have to prepare for two different quarterbacks.
They say that because Jared Goff is healthy enough to play, or because of Tim Boyle's poor performance?
That could be, yeah. That could be.
which is, again, it was his first NFL start.
It was.
I don't want to disparage him too much. Okay. So, well, we'll find out. But the possibility is there, but perhaps it's Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I do know that a halftime show has been announced for the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that Big Sean is returning to perform.
Yes.
He performed a few years ago to very positive reviews. It says here that Big Sean will perform and Neo will do the national anthem.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Very good.
And I think there's supposed to be a localized connection with a Detroit musician who's also going to be participating in some events during the before the game itself. But
gotcha.
There you go. So now you're all set for Lions football tomorrow.
I had many comments to that, but I'll just let it go. I'll let it go.
Are we ever really set for Lions football?
Hey, you know what? Regardless, for somebody like me, it's football. So
yep.
It'll be nice. It's football, Thanksgiving. It's football.
It's tradition.
Yep.